My name's Renee Van Heel. I live in Cave Creek, Arizona, and 17 years I've had my Shackley business, and I have the pleasure of hosting tonight. So I want to welcome you all here and just very, very excited to learn more. I actually have two new members, both dealing with allergies. So this could not be at a better time. And Dr. Painter, like you said, 'tis the season. So I'm very happy. And Dr. Painter, thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule today. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to you. Claudia does have a few slides she has put together on your behalf. And I look forward to hearing what you have to say. So I'll pass it on to you.
Okay, well, thanks for welcoming me. I don't know how many of you know Barbara Ligoni, but she was my nutritional mentor. And when I was first introduced to Shackley, her home office was a five-minute ride from my office. So every Thursday night, she would hold like a health meeting, which might be talking like about children's health or men's health. And then periodically, she would do business meetings to talk about how to build a business, how to maximize your time, et cetera. And I probably went to her house every Thursday for almost 2 years. So what a joy to be around Shackley people, because there were always 10 or 12 new people. And the first thing I noticed is that at least half the people sitting at her table were not in her downline. She adopted a lot of what we call orphans, people who wanted to develop a business but didn't have somebody nearby who could help them. And so I just learned, you know, to love Shackley people, because everybody at that table wanted to learn more. They wanted to help people. And it wasn't about just getting rich quick. It was about service. And that's, I think, what sets the Shackley field apart from anyone else. So it's an honor to be part of this meeting. So what do you say we get started on our call tonight? But I would like to mention the next call we're going to do is on, well, that I will personally do is on June 22nd. And I'll be doing one of my periodic talks on lesser featured Shackley products. And I refer to that series as Shackley Gems. And in fact, the one we're going to do next month is the sixth in a series that reviews, for example, the new vegan omega-3, and then compares and contrasts MindWorks versus Mental Acuity Plus. And then we finish a strong finish with Prosandi's Nourishing Scalp Treatment, which, too bad I didn't find it before my hair fled. But that's the way the cookie crumbles. So at any rate, our call tonight is titled, Just Say No to Allergies. Now, our old friend Ben Franklin reminded us that an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And so that's going to be our underlying theme for our call tonight. Now, allergic disorders can attack either our respiratory or our digestive system, and it can also attack our skin. Now, the best known allergies are either asthma, hay fever, and eczema. Now, allergic reactions can vary pretty widely, from the sneezing and watery eyes and the nasal congestion associated with hay fever, to the more severe systemic responses like rashes, swelling, and infrequently, the most extreme and terrifying reaction of all, anaphylactic shock. Now, all of those symptoms are actually triggered by exposure to harmless substances like pollen or certain types of proteins. Now, skin reactions can also develop from repeated contact with an ever-increasing list of unregulated chemicals and fragrances that are used in most personal care products that you'd either find in a supermarket or even at a high-end chain store. So our talk tonight is devoted to discussing the nutritional solution for allergies like asthma, hay fever, and pet allergies. Now, all of them respond very favorably to alternative management with supplementation. And although we won't specifically review food allergies, many of the following recommendations will also be supportive for people who have that problem. So to start off, why don't we define what are allergies? Well, actually, allergies are an inappropriate response by our immune system to normally harmless substances. And the key takeaway from that statement is that the allergic response represents a malfunction of your immune system. So let's review a little background information. The immune system, which includes white blood cells, mast cells, antibodies, and complement proteins, help to defend the body against foreign invaders, referred to as antigens. However, in susceptible individuals, the immune system can overreact to certain class of antigens that are called allergens, which in fact are harmless to the average person. And the result of all that is an allergic response. Now, some people can be allergic to only one substance, and to others, many of them. And it's estimated that about one-third of the people in the United States, which is more than 100 million people, experience some form of allergy. For example, millions of Americans are allergic to pets. And allergies to dogs, cats, and horses are actually caused by a hypersensitivity to the protein found in the animal's saliva, and also to a lesser extent in their dander or skin flakes. The Center for Disease Control, or better known as the CDC, reports that more than 25 million Americans suffer from asthma, causing about 11 million visits to doctors or emergency rooms every year. What's less known is that allergy-induced asthma is actually the most common form of asthma. In fact, 60% of people who are suffering from asthma actually suffer from the allergic type. Even more disturbing, the incidence of asthma in children has nearly quadrupled during the last 30 years, according to the CDC. And in fact, about 1 out of 10 children in the United States today now has asthma. And the fastest rate of growth of asthma is in preschool-aged children. Now, asthma also happens to be very closely linked to allergies, and as we just mentioned, the allergic form of asthma is the most common form. Hay fever, it seems to be the most common form of allergy, affecting about 30% of our population. Now, hay fever, which is referred to by healthcare providers as allergic rhinitis, causes cold-like signs and symptoms, including a runny nose, itchy eyes, congestion, sneezing, and sinus pressure. But unlike colds, a virus doesn't cause hay fever. Hay fever is caused by an overreaction to harmless allergens like pollen, dust mites, or pet dander. And if you go to the supermarket or the pharmacy, you'll see that they have whole aisles devoted to various allergy remedies. Now, it's estimated that the annual cost of allergies is about $14.5 billion every year. And about 85% of that figure involves direct costs, including $1.3 billion in doctor visits and about $11 billion for medications or nostrums. Now, a recent FDA recall of children's decongestants and cold remedies is a very strong reminder that the pharmaceutical management for allergies involves significant risk as well as unpredictable results. Now, Medscape.com is the medical reporting arm for the highly esteemed WebMD website. And Medscape's recent review of that children's FDA warning stated that these children's products have not been shown to be either safe or effective. They then go on to say that over-the-counter cough and cold preparations commonly include nasal decongestants, antihistamines, cough suppressants, and expectorants. And those drugs can cause serious and potentially life-threatening adverse events in young children. Now, they terrify me with the last closing sentence, which is that death, convulsions, rapid heart rates, and decreased levels of consciousness have all been reported. So that's a pretty strong motivator for exploring the natural and safer alternative, wouldn't you agree? So let's talk about the immune system itself. Before we jump into the natural approach to allergy prevention and management, let's discuss the immune cells that are actually involved in allergic reactions and ponder why it is that they overreact to harmless particles in our environment. Now, the humoral or blood-based immune system contains numerous specialized cell lines, and they choreograph an amazing array of chemical reactions. In fact, 5-credit college classes in immunology barely scratch the surface of that complexity. So to make this topic a little bit more accessible, let's use the simple analogy of the judicial system to characterize the activities of each one of the immune cell agents. The first cells called to the scene of any allergic response are the macrophages. Now, macrophages act like the neighborhood policemen, roaming the streets of your body, investigating everything they come in contact with. When they detect an invader, like a virus or a bacteria, they then signal for T cells for assistance. Now, T cells act like the detectives of the body. They determine whether the antigen should be arrested, and when and if they do, they then signal B cells, who play the part of the prosecuting attorney. Now, B cells prepare their case by producing specialized proteins called immunoglobulins, which then attach to the antigens just like handcuffs. Those immunoglobulins also send out signals to our mast cells, who represent the executioners of the body. Now, mast cells produce a powerful chemical called histamine, which destroys the criminal antigen by disrupting their cell membrane. Unfortunately, once released, histamine also causes airway constriction in our lungs, overproduction of mucus in our sinus, and system-wide pain, swelling, and itching. Histamine also stimulates the increased release of stomach acid and an overproduction of neurotransmitters that can cause muscle spasm. This is all very similar to a viral cold, but in the case of allergies, it drags on all the way through the allergy season. Well, now we've met the main players, so let's discuss what goes wrong with the system and what causes immune failure. Well, first off, immune cells are very high maintenance. They have to operate at a very high metabolic rate to enable them to respond quickly to any attack. And like other high-activity cells, they need to reproduce more frequently to replace fallen warriors. To fulfill this constant energy requirement, we have to have optimum levels of nutrients in our bloodstream all the time. Next, things that we eat, drink, or inhale can also depress our immune system. It's well documented that alcohol, sugar, and secondhand smoke both depress immune cell activity, and they also deplete many of the nutrients that are required by the body to process and then eliminate those substances, especially sugar. So it's important to grasp that these two relationships are very closely associated. This cascade of immune suppression and nutrient depletion is the key to explaining why supplementation is so effective at improving immune function for allergy sufferers. Now, another issue is that high cholesterol levels also depress your immune function. And research has shown that there's an inverse relationship between cholesterol levels and macrophage potency. So the higher your cholesterol level climbs, the lower the function of your white blood cells. Finally, stress can also be a major contributor. Now, stress-induced decline in health is directly associated with the increased production of a stress-related hormone, particularly cortisol. Now, studies that investigated the blood chemistry of couples that were experiencing marital conflict revealed a direct relationship between their high cortisol levels and their decreased immune function. Now, constant release of cortisol is also can damage every organ system in your body, and that can lead to depressed immune function, memory loss, heart disease, high blood pressure, elevated blood glucose levels, osteoporosis, and several other degenerative diseases. Now, let's be clear, though. Cortisol release during the fight-or-flight stress, like somebody shoots a gun right next to you, it floods your bloodstream with glucose, and it also inhibits insulin release. That prevents the glucose from being stored, thus favoring its immediate use to your muscles so you can run like hell. Unfortunately, high blood sugar levels experienced because of prolonged cortisol release, better known as chronic stress, increases your risk for developing type 2 diabetes. Now, cortisol also reduces inflammation in the body, but over time, these efforts to reduce inflammation also suppress your immune system. Finally, cortisol compromises normal digestion and the absorption of those nutrients, which leaves the body unable to recapture the nutrients from our food that we need to resupply our immune cells and to get them back on track. So all the things that we just reviewed are what contribute to allergies. So now we're ready to discuss the nutrition solution. Let me take a quick shot of water. Now, several randomized multivitamin supplementation trials with elderly individuals demonstrated a 65% reduction in the number of infection-related illness days. And the best one was an early Vitalee study conducted by Shackley and our old friend Jim Whittam, who was their director of research back in the 80s. Now, other multi-studies have also demonstrated significant improvements in immune function and a significant reduction in both breast and colon cancer. Now, these and many other studies made it very clear that there is no single nutrient that's going to protect your and maintain your health. In reality, it's the full complement of all the vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, all working together in synergy that helps to maintain our health. Now, the alternative approach to managing allergies involves several overlapping processes, and that includes, first off, rebuilding immune competency, then reducing inflammation naturally, restoring the health of our sinuses and digestive tract, and removing toxic substances from your home. So let's get busy. The first miracle product that we want to review is Shackley's Nutriferon. Now, Nutriferon was developed and then extensively tested by world-renowned immunologist Dr. Kojima of Japan. And this proprietary blend of natural plant extracts supports and stimulates the immune system by increasing the activity of macrophages and also induces natural interferon production. Just as one example, in a study of 35 individuals with chronic hepatitis C, a three-month trial using the herbs in Nutriferon reduced their viral titers significantly and was found to be a very safe form of treatment for patients with chronic hepatitis. It also appears to optimize the body's immune response against environmental irritants and airborne substances. That's why a couple of my friends refuse to get on an airplane until they've taken Nutriferon to protect them from anything trapped inside of that plane. Now, the next miracle solution is Shaklee's Alfalfa Complex, which is actually my favorite Shaklee product. Now, it's made from organically grown alfalfa plants. Now, scientists discovered about 70 years ago that non-conventionally grown plants, in other words, plants that were not sprayed with bug sprays, produce a very powerful family of different phytochemicals called phytoalexins. And these phytoalexins act as a defensive immune response to assault by bugs or bacteria, viruses, molds, or mildews. Now, Shaklee's alfalfa contains one of the most interesting of those phytoalexins called mediocarpin. Now, this compound was found to be so effective that Merck Pharmaceutical Company patented a synthetic version of it as a therapeutic agent to treat allergic conditions, asthma, cardiovascular disorders, and inflammation in general. So that helped to explain to me why the alfalfa complex has always been so popular with the Shaklee field for managing respiratory and allergic disorders. Now, alfalfa also happens to be a natural antihistamine and a decongestant, and it also acts as a digestive aid. It's also an important source of trace minerals. It's very effective for sinus problems, particularly ones caused by allergies or hay fever. It also helps to reduce swelling, pain, and stiffness of inflamed joints. So it's really a wonderful product. Now, the next possible solution is Shaklee's Stress Relief Complex. So if stress happens to be contributing to your allergies, you will certainly benefit from taking Stress Relief. It's the only product on the market that can relieve stress without causing drowsiness. And if you look at most of these anti-stress drugs, right on the label it says, you can't operate heavy equipment if you're taking this drug. And guess what? Your car is heavy equipment. So having no drowsiness, having no drug side effects makes Stress Relief a wonderful, safe product. Excuse me. Now, Stress Relief Complex contains L-tyrosine, which helps to restore normal levels of norepinephrine in the brain, and that helps to reduce anxiety. It also contains ashwagandha, a natural adaptogen from India, which has been used to reduce stress for generations and has also been found to activate and strengthen our white blood cells and our killer T cells. It also contains something called beta-cystosterol, which has been clinically shown to blunt cortisol production while also supporting improved immunity. Now, Shaklee's protein products are also very key players, including both the energizing soy protein, the Shaklee 180 line, and of course, the Life Shakes. And that's because protein is an essential building block for the repair and growth of healthy cells. It's also vital to maintain vibrant immune function. So Shaklee uses non-genetically modified, non-chemically treated soy to create the natural, low-fat, and completely balanced protein. Now, besides containing lots of pure, low-fat, non-animal-based protein, they contain all nine of the essential amino acids that are required for cellular maintenance. Now, Shaklee's sophisticated manufacturing process of all their soy-based products guarantees the delivery of high levels of the phytonutrients, mainly the isoflavones, which are most associated with improved prostate, uterine, and breast health. Now, the next key player is Shaklee's sustained-release Vita-C. (Clears throat) This powerful and well-known antioxidant has natural antihistamine properties. It's also an infection fighter, speeds our healing process, and protects us from free radical damage. It supports the healing of connective tissue, and for that reason, it can also help to prevent bruising and nosebleeds because it helps to correct capillary fragility. Now, vitamin C also happens to be depleted by stress, fatigue, infections, anxiety, pollution, and extremes of temperature. And that's why Shaqley designed this amazing product, which happens to be the first all-natural sustained-release product produced by any manufacturer. Now, Dr. Shaqley always reminded us that a high-quality multivitamin was the core of any basic nutrition program. Now, the recently improved Vitalizer system contains 80 different optimized nutrients, including an amazing 26 different antioxidants to counteract the free radical damage that's most associated with allergic reactions. The patented sustained-release gel diffusion system also provides 12-hour time release of vitamin C. Now, the triple-layer encapsulation of the Optiflora capsule guarantees delivery of friendly bacteria that help to strengthen our intestinal immunity. Now, the newer LifeStrip goes several steps beyond that with the addition of 2 Vivix liquid gels and a huge dose of anti-inflammatory improved Omega Guard. So LifeStrip is now the pinnacle product for vibrant health. Now, our old friend Vitalay is also the most complete and balanced basic multivitamin and mineral tablet that's available anywhere. And because of the price tiering for those, Shaqley now provides a choice for every pocketbook. So it was the backbone, Vitalay, for example, was the backbone of the very first landmark study because it was conducted 2 years before Vitalizer was released. And it was supported by many other nutrients that were taken by the participants. And it was the results from that study that led to the development of Vitalizer and later to the LifeStrip. So Vitaly contains all 23 of the essential vitamins and minerals, including high levels of the immune-building beta-carotene, vitamin C, vitamin E, and selenium. Now, beta-carotene is essential for rebuilding and maintaining the mucosal linings that line our respiratory and digestive tracts. And this is why I'm going to mention the following product, Immunity Formula I. Now, that product contains both water-soluble vitamins, the B's and the C's, along with the fat-soluble vitamins, which are beta-carotene and vitamin E, and also combines the minerals most required for immunocompetency, which is zinc, selenium, and copper. It's the ideal one-stop shop for immune support for customers who hesitate to swallow all the multiple nutrients that we just reviewed. Now, another key player could be Shaqley's VitalMag. Now, magnesium is extremely effective in the relaxation of bronchial smooth muscle tissue. So if you have congestion in your lungs, it's perfect for relaxing that so you can start to hark stuff out. And that results in the reduction of bronchospasm and increased airway diameter. Now, magnesium's also been demonstrated to reduce the histamine response. As I said, it's a natural muscle relaxer, and it's also a very wonderful solution for children experiencing growing pains during their growth spurts. Now, as we mentioned earlier, for people who have high cholesterol, Shaqley's cholesterol regulation complex, high cholesterol, because it depresses immune function, there's probably a sizable portion of people with allergy who can maximize their allergic program by lowering their cholesterol levels. And that will also help to strengthen their macrophages. Finally, my first love was Shaqley's non-toxic cleaners. and their personal use products. People with allergies are more reactive to chemicals and aerosols in the air than the rest of us. So why use laundry, household, or personal care products that can aggravate your condition? Now, Shaklee's non-toxic and 100% biodegradable cleaning products have been embraced by diverse entities, including the Pentagon cleaning staff and Jacques Cousteau Society. Their personal care products also contain no dangerous chemicals or synthetic fragrances. And that's why we sometimes hear the expression, Shakleyize your home. And one thing's for sure, once you try them, you'll never use that other stuff again. So that, my friends, is the end of the talk. So if anyone has any questions, you can either type them in on your keyboard, or if you're calling in by phone, just unmute yourself, *6, and then ask your question. If you're on a speakerphone, after you ask your question, please remute yourself by hitting *6 again so that there isn't a background squawk. Excuse me.
Dr. Painter, this is Renee. What a great job.
Hi, Renee.
What a great job. And, you know, I'm one of those that was sick every other week, you know, where they were putting me on antibiotics. And the regimen that you just talked about is what I do. And before I fly, I do double Nutrifuran. I call it pre-gaming it. And I do double Nutrifuran the day before I fly, the day I fly, and then also the day after. And I'm telling you, you know, I put in the chat, I've had one cold in 17 years, and I used to have them every single month. So thank you for sharing this. This is so incredibly important for people. And Phyllis says that she takes up to 8 formula eyes a day because it's an amazing product. That is one product that I was not aware of. So I'm going to definitely look into that. So any questions for Dr. Painter? This was phenomenal. So, So Dr. Painter, I see you say the doc on the block. Well, I'm gonna add a word in there. You're the best doc on the block. So you gotta put the word best in there.
Uh-oh. I'm not gonna be able to fit through the door now. My head is gonna get so big.
I'll send you some safety pins. You can just pop it. It'll be fine.
I love it.
I love it. Well, and so I don't see any questions here, and I know, you know, we have wonderful people here that some have been in their Shaklee business over 4 years, some are visiting. If you are a visitor, please get together with the person that invited you and let them know, you know, where you see, you know, if you see yourself being part of what Shaklee has to offer, we would just love that. Love that very, very much. And on the 22nd, I know you talked a little bit about what you were going to be presenting. I'm going to let you announce it again. So if you could do that.
Okay. Yeah, the next call is 4 weeks from today on June 22nd is going to be called Shaklee Gems. And that's basically, I like to occasionally review products that don't get a whole lot of, you know, exposure on the Shaklee website. There's always the new this, the new that. And so a lot of our old friends sort of disappear behind things. So of two of these newsletters also happen to come out after a new product was released. So I have occasionally reviewed brand new products, but this one's going to cover the vegan omega-3. Nice. And it'll also compare and contrast MindWorks with Mental Acuity Plus, like which one should you take? Should you take both? That kind of thing. And then finally, we'll cover Prosanti's Nourishing Scalp Treatment because it's really the basis of why the Prosanti line is so remarkable.
I love it. Well, and that is, you know, like I said, with over 360 products, you do forget sometimes. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
And also, everybody on here, I want to announce June 8th, Julie Blossom is going to come on and do a health talk, like Dr. Painter, on her fibromyalgia. So I'm very excited. And Dr. Painter, I don't know if you know Julie Blossom, but she is also a wonderful, wonderful presenter, and she knows her stuff. So we'd love for you to join us. on June 8th also?
Well, because I write the newsletter, one of the first things I decided to do was to stop listening to other people's talks, because we're a monkey see, monkey do group. If you hear something that's like novel, maybe put novelly a different way than you've heard it before, you know, you just, your brain goes, wow, that's great. And then tomorrow you think about it, and by next week, you're convinced that was your idea. So strangely enough, I don't listen to other health talks because I don't want to accidentally grab something and act as though it was my idea. So I mostly review the scientific literature and then scratch your head and try and think, how the heck am I going to make this interesting? And once you get over the hump.
Well, and we love that you bring the scientific part into it. So, but you do know the rule. You only have to give somebody credit two times. The third time, it's yours. So.
Oh, well, that's a good one. But, you know, admittedly, I guess I'm sort of territorial about that, but it's also out of respect, because a year from now, you're not going to remember who you heard it from.
I know.
And
I know.
If you're going to use something, it's best to, you know, and they say, you know, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. So there's that, but
yeah. Well, we love
out of respect for my friends.
I love it. We are just very happy that you chose to share with us, and we all have learned. I just say, you know, very informative. Thank you, Dr. Painter. Love Dr. Painter and his information he shares. Thank you from Judy Sheely and Margie Fry. You know, a lot of thank yous.
You have a lot of people on the call who've probably been exposed to this stuff before, but not necessarily with the background information of what research has to say about it. So it's really, you know, if the only thing you got out of this call was being reassured that you're doing the right thing, that's important too, you know?
Definitely. Well, and someone asked here, how do we get the information for June 8th? It's the same information. Or the same login and password that you did tonight. So healthytalks.today with the password of talk. So, all right. Well, if there's no other questions or anything, again, Dr. Painter, thank you. Thank you so much. And I'm telling you that the more you come and share with us, the more I understand your sense of humor. So I think we're all getting there.
It takes a little getting used to it.
We really appreciate the time that you put out for this.
Yeah.
And thanks, Claudia, Phil.
And Claudia, thank you for doing the slides. It was perfect. All right, everybody, have a wonderful, wonderful evening. We will see some of you on the 8th. We know we won't see Dr. Painter on the 8th, but he will show up for the 22nd. I promise you that. So thank you so much. Thanks, Dr. Painter.
Okay, sweet dreams, everyone.